Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You can't tell what is going on inside someone just by looking at them. If we really knew each other's struggles and problems, we'd probably be a lot nicer to each other. A friend told me how surprised he was by the sudden suicide death of Robin Williams. My friend said, by most measures, he was successful, creative, financially well off. He had everything to live for. I just don't get it. Robin Williams had been very open about his struggles with depression and substance abuse, but even in the interviews, he made jokes about those serious problems. Depression and substance abuse are both considered contributing factors to suicide. Julie Phillips, professor at Rutgers University, writes that other factors include economic pressures, increased abuse of prescription drugs, health problems, social isolation, but there is seldom, if ever, a single root cause. It's tempting to look at Robin Williams and imagine that he was immune from all those factors. He was born in 1951 with an upper middle class upbringing, initially shy, overcoming that during high school drama classes. He started as a stand-up comedian and patterned his style after Jonathan Winters, another comedian who was open about his struggles with mood disorders. Williams was in a successful television sitcom by 1978. He was both a comedian, a serious actor, and won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor in the film Good Will Hunting. He did a lot of charity work and had done 6 USO tours to entertain troops overseas in Iraq and Afghanistan. He was against war, but really supported the troops. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel released a statement calling Williams a true friend and supporter of the troops. So despite professional success, financial success, fame, and purpose, Robin Williams died by suicide. This tragedy is usually very private, but it became public immediately. People thought they knew Williams, and that made the death very puzzling to many. Why? Who? How? You can't tell what is going on inside someone just by looking at them. If we really knew each other's struggles and problems, we'd probably all be a lot nicer to each other. More adults die of suicide than car accidents or breast cancer. Twice as many people die of suicides than homicides. It's the 10th leading cause of death in the United States. Veterans are one of the high-risk groups, and over 20 American vets die from suicide each day. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline number, 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-TALK. I hope good can come from something so baffling. Check in with the people around you. Ask them how they're doing. Exchange a few kind words. To quote Robin Williams from Dead Poets Society, no matter what people tell you, words and ideas can change the world. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.